white, a white grain.
Rice?
Sure.
Oh, we don't grow none of that here. No. I was just hitting it, something we raise here. We don't raise that here.
What is a term for cheap whiskey? Just a general term for cheap whiskey.
Cheap whiskey?
Bad, you know, poor or bad whiskey.
I'm a poor excuse whiskey. I don't drink it.
Okay. Well, that's...
I never drank a drop of whiskey in my life. No beer and a liquor and be the one. Liquor, they call it moonshine.
That would be the homebrew.
No, it's a homebrew, and it's moonshine liquor.
Right.
Moonshine liquor, they make out here in any kind of an old kettle in there. They're good boys, and yeah. Moonshine make it out here on the mountain, bring it in and sell it. Moonshine liquor.
Have you heard it called anything besides moonshine, or is that the...
Well, that's what they call it when they make it out here on the mountain. The wildcat stuff, no government stamp on that, you know.
Uh-huh. Sometimes called wildcat liquor.
Moonshine. Bring it out here on the mountain, steals, and bring it in here and sell it around. Everywhere else, yeah.
They sell a lot of that and make a lot of that in North Georgia, too.
They call that moonshine here. I'm not authority on that.
Okay, that's all right. If you walked in the kitchen and your wife's cooking something, you might say, just that, just...
You like it.
Yeah, and you might, with your nose, you what it, you just...
Smell good? Or
what? Sure. We talked about syrup before. What kinds of, this is something that's even thicker than syrup.
It's even what?
It's something like syrup, except it's even thicker.
Molasses? Made from cane, cookie.
Do you ever make molasses?
Oh, yeah.
Could you describe that for me?
Well, they take sugar cane we raise here, different than what sugar cane is, you see. They strip the fodder off of that, grind it in the mill, and it's a juice, right green, and they boil that in a pan right here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And boil it, make molasses out of it.
Is it still sugar cane or is it something else?
They just call it cane, sorghum cane.
Sorghum.
They call it sorghum cane, and that sugar cane, they lay them stalks down in the fur and cover them over, and it comes up at the joints. That's the cane that they have down here in Mississippi and all that mm-hmm. kind of cane. But the kind we have here, we plant for seed. It's thick in the room.
And it still comes up and...
Yeah, we strip the fodder over that and cut the tops off of it. Had a bushy top about that long.
Did you use the word rowing?
Huh?
Did you use the word rowing just now? Rowing, you said it's thick as...
Thick in the row.
In the rows.
Yeah, in the row. To paint it thick in the row. Not like corn off of
uh-huh.
the part. You paint it thick in the row.
Did you ever use the term long sweetening or short sweetening? Does that mean anything to you? If you're talking about molasses, would you say the molasses is thick or the molasses are thick?
Molasses are thick, yeah.
Okay. And if something wasn't artificial, we're talking about something being made, is this made of leather or not? What's the word you might use? That's not artificial leather, that's, if you're selling something to someone in a store, you say that's cowhide, that's not artificial cowhide, that's...
It's just leather.
Yeah, but you want to let them know that it's not some kind of a plastic or something.
No,
you say
no.
That's gent.
No, it's just made from hide. That leather.
Mm-hmm.
Tan.
Right. Would you ever use a term like genuine or genuine?
Not in the leather.
What would you use that with? Where would you use the word genuine or genuine?
Well, if it's genuine, that's something that's.